Blog Talk Radio.
Color Radio. Hey, everybody out there. How y'all doing today? Let's see. Today's show is about energy. Energy. The thing that makes the world go round. Let's see. In recent days, I have changed my energy plan around, and it's quite interesting, and a lot of other people could do it too. For nothing, because I have no money. So if I can do it, you can do it, as long as you're a homeowner. I signed up with a company called Pear. They are a wind energy company, P-E-A-R, just like the pear you eat. And what they do is buy their energy from wind companies in North Dakota, Minnesota, and a few other states in the Great Plains and all that. And they run it through the grid, and then I buy it. So they only buy what they need or what they could sell. So they need people to buy their energy before they can before they could use it. So it's called Pear. It's a few dollars more a month because Entergy charges them. Entergy is my electric company. And they charge them a few dollars to use their electric lines and their grid and all. So it's still from the grid. And it's a great thing. So it's 100%. So 100% of my energy is coming through the grid. And it's wind. It's wind energy. So that's great. Also, I have signed up with another company called Joule. This guy, Josh, he's a character, a good guy. What's up, Josh? Hope you're listening. He was just here, and he did a measurement on my house to see how much. There's a big tree in the back of my house, but it's on my neighbor's property, so I can't cut it down or anything. And the tree actually blocks about 25% of my solar power. But the good thing is, in the wintertime, what kind of tree is it? Anyway, it's a sycamore. It's a sycamore tree, and it sheds its leaves in the wintertime. So that'll bring it up to about 80% capacity, or 75% capacity of what they can do. And so I'll be getting all my energy, so from either the sun or the wind, within the month, a month and a half from now, all of my electrical needs will be met, all of them, by solar and wind power in the year 2013. And I did it with no money, absolutely no money. All I did was sign up. They take care of everything else. So it's pretty interesting. Carla Radio, can you hear me? Hi, you're live on Carla Radio. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi, Carla. We got Greg Morrison and Pam here on the line. We wanted to touch base with this topic that sounds valuable and crucial to today's time.
Kathy, how are you doing today?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
Good. What's new in your world?
Well, I got some party supplies for my sister's bridal shower.
She's getting married?
Yep. Doing,
oh, cool.
The full nine yards. She's jumping in.
Oh, wonderful. Wow. She's getting married before you and Greg. I'm shocked. Because you and Greg have true love. It's a true romance between you two.
I am marveled by her leap of faith.
What did she just meet the guy or something?
My younger sister, she's very athletic, and she never was into the books, but she always had a lot of social friends, like popular, outgoing, and she met this, he went to IU, Indiana University, Bloomington, and so I had something in common with him because I went to the same school too, and we all as a family got together for holidays.
Did they meet because of you two? Like, did you know him before your sister met him?
No, I haven't. It was a nice surprise.
But he just happened to go to the same college you went to.
Right. Yep. She met him through my cousin. So
Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Greg Morrison. God bless the British soldiers.
Who's that?
Invading our country and trying
if
to.
If there was no British soldiers invading our country, we would never have 4th of July.
We would never have a 4th of July or Thanksgiving if it wasn't for all the British people who gave up their lives fighting us Americans.
Yes, if it wasn't for those wonderful British imperialists, we couldn't have 4th of July.
Forget all American soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq. God bless the English soldiers.
It's the British soldiers.
Or Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Hey, Greg Morrison. Greg Morrison, how are you doing today?
That might go down as one of the most idiotic things ever said on the radio or anywhere on the public record in the history of the world.
Watch your mouth, son.
Like,
it was a genius statement that was so intelligent. You just misconstrued it. You didn't quite grasp it.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Oh, Greg. Give me a break.
Shut up, Taffy.
We don't tell people to shut up on this.
You didn't have to pay for it?
I will beat you like a redheaded stepchild.
Yes, Greg, you need a good beating. You really do. You need a good beating.
We're
not talking
about
your penis.
I beat myself up over there. I'm beating myself right now. Great.
Yeah. There's no beating yourself on the phone, all right? All right, the solar panel. It's a company called Joule, Joule. And the guy was just here for the second time, and he put this thing on my roof. He measured the angle of my roof, which is a 25-degree pitch, and he took this contraption called a solegectric or something, and he put it on top of the roof, and it measured how much sun. How much sun I'll get per month on average throughout the year. And it even details the months where it'll get the most and the less. So obviously the summer months I get the most, and the winter I get the least. But that's because of that tree. And the good thing about that tree is that it sheds its leaves in the winter, so it won't be blocking it nearly as much as it is right now, as it was today, because it's really healthy, a lot of leaves on that tree. So I'm going to go ahead and do it. Now, they do that to make sure people still want to do it, because I won't be saving as much as they estimated, but I'll still be saving money, like probably 25 or 30 a month. And I'll be completely free from coal, completely off of coal at all, or any kind of fossil fuel as far as my electricity.
Did they pay for it all? Or is it like federal grant?
Okay, that's interesting too. It's the way that works, the way that I don't have to pay any money is there are private investors. So they are taking on my bill, okay? Private investors are taking on my bill. They're getting 80% of the tax credits from 50% from the federal government, from the state of Louisiana, 30% from the federal government, and then I'm paying the 20% because I pay $50 a month for 15 years.
You pay like a flat fee, $50 a month?
I pay a flat rate, yeah, and it's good because it's $50 a month for 15 years.
How much do you pay for electricity a month?
It goes up and down, of course, but in the summer it's around $125, $130. I'm less than some people. The summer it's really hot, and then it goes really low in the winter, like $30-$40. So I'll be actually paying a little bit more in the winter time because I don't. Once that AC's off, I don't use that much lights. I live by myself, and so I don't have that many lights. But I'm excited.
Well,
I'm just excited to do my part.
I like the idea of it because a lot of my dad invest and get into solar panels a couple of years ago, but they were so expensive that it wasn't really
worth it.
Well,
maybe
it's really good, Greg, because Well, what they invented a machine in China, and I'm actually getting my solar panels are coming from Germany. So they invented a machine in China that just spits out solar panels like 25 a minute. Like, it's faster than they could ever do it before with this new technological machine. And now they can make solar panels.
They know how to do. They're efficient. In fact,
no, actually, that company's Chinese. That company's Chinese. But you know, China focuses on bulk, whereas the Germans focus on quality. So I think I'll be getting a better quality, you know, solar panels because they're coming from Germany, where they're not about bulk, which is China's whole.
And they install it and everything for you. How big is it?
I'm going to have 25 solar panels, and they're 3 feet by 5 feet.
You're
going to
have 25?
25 solar panels, yes.
What How big is a solar panel?
What's in your mouth, Greg?
You don't want to know.
What are you eating?
What are you doing, Greg?
How big is a solar panel?
Ew, are you doing something gross?
No.
Are you like...
Sorry, I'm starving. I just got back.
You're eating on
a
live
panel?
On the radio, and you're eating cereal. Anyway, who's got a poem or story for me? Does anyone have a poem or story for me?
I do have a poem. Want to hear a poem?
Yes.
Oh, I have one too.
Great. Let's hear the poems, and then we're going to play a story.
Well, Kathy, you mind if I just get mine out of the way?
Yeah, I got to get mine upstairs. Go ahead.
Okay. This is my neighbor was writing a poem about her kids that she hasn't seen in a while. For a long time, she's got a couple of kids. And she wrote out an outline, and she knew that I wrote it, and she had me look it over.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of moved things around. I kept most of her words, but you could probably tell where I influenced it a little bit. But she rewrote it, and she's going to give it to her family because her three
kids. That's
really
nice of you, Greg. How long has it been
years.
Since she saw her kids?
Well, I can't say this is all mine, but she's changed hers.
Wait. Slow down, Greg. How long has it been since she saw her kids?
Well, two of them just showed up out of the blue last week, and they came and visited her. And one is in the Navy and hasn't seen them in 13 years. And his daughter actually lives in Phoenix and hasn't seen her in 8 years. And she has a son that she hasn't seen in another 10 years. I don't know their whole history, but obviously she was a mother, and then now she's kind of taking pills or do whatever. She's a nice woman.
All right, so they lost touch with each other, and now they met, and you wrote a poem. All right, let's hear it.
Well, she wrote the poem, and then I kind of made it this.
Okay.
So this is what it's about, you see. You want to hear it?
Yes, we're waiting.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, sitting here with pictures, remembering us together, being blessed with two handsome rubies and a beautiful emerald. As the years gone by, like a strong wind ripping calendar pages, we have grown and changed. My precious gems took different paths, discovering who they are. Through hard times and soft, I wish these times can be with me. Although I wasn't there for all of your changes, as I was holding your hands crossing the street, I've been there with you, good and bad, carrying your heart and spirit while God was carrying mine.
Well, it's beautiful.
Great poem, Greg. I love the part about the wind ripping calendar pages. That's really good.
Yeah, she wasn't really good with metaphors. I had to throw some in there and add it together.
That's
so
nice.
It's a little collaboration. And Peggy still wants your baby, by the way. She's right over here if you want to talk to her.
Hey, Peggy, she called me the other day and it's in left me a message. I want to have your baby. She's like, sex is a must. I couldn't tell what she said.
I have my poem. Are you ready? This one I wrote when I was staying in the hotel. And
it's
the middle of the night.
When you're turning tricks?
Well, I have I don't have the crucifix with me, but I'm turning tricks with a crucifix because I'm a star.
You're turning tricks with a crucifix? That sounds really sick.
Yeah.
You are a trick person. Turn a trick for the crucifix.
Turn a she didn't mean
for
it that way.
You are sick. Here, you want to talk?
She did not mean it that way.
It's a you still want baby daddy.
Hey, you want to have my baby girl?
Yes, yeah, it's your baby girl. And
baby?
I have your baby girl right here.
I want a bunny ride. I want a bunny. Do you give bunny rides?
Anyway, I have a poem, everyone. It's called Stupidly So.
What's it called?
Stupidly So.
Kathy, hold this one. I want to speak to Studley himself.
Uh-huh.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, girl.
All right. Kathy's going to read her. Go ahead, Kathy. Read your poem.
Well,
what's it called again?
It is Arizona, and we think the world of you guys. So, Carlo, we'll have to talk when we can talk. Peace.
Well, we could talk after the poem. We're on a show now. Just listen.
You guys would be fine.
Go ahead, Kathy.
It, right?
All right. Stupid.
Kathy, read the poem now.
These thoughts consistently holy running matrimony, a repeat of you constantly free, turned ecstatically, poetically, patiently, listening, responding, stupidly so. Tightly capped Coca-Cola bottle, carbonation bottle tightly, compactly, releasing the bubbly fix of beverage to my wits. Stupidly so, God behold. So this poem is mostly about my all the thoughts that I have and the twisting of the mind that, you know, every day it brings all kinds of chaotic thoughts, and how you have to realize that the only one in control is the holy God above, who'll bring you back to your center. So that's kind of what this
Happy
is about.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And,
thanks for the poem, Kathy.
I'm like a glowing smoke.
My neighbors are saying Happy Thanksgiving now. This is ridiculous.
It's
all right, now
ridiculous.
I'm going to read. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, finish what you were saying.
Oh, yeah.
No, please. Yeah. She'll go on forever.
All right,
I'm going to read this poem and then I'll play a song. This is called, well, Greg was talking about the poem about, losing track of people being gone for a long time and how time flies. So this is called Garden of Memories. Come to my garden. Come to my garden and visit me. I know that I am dead, but come visit me. Come to my garden and visit me. I am the boy eating grapes from the vines in the dark. I remember our walk through the winding woods and flowers. I remember when you told me that you loved me. Then you kissed me and let me fall asleep on your heart. I was young and cold and homeless. I was homeless and you risked punishment and snuck me in and you kissed me. I know you remember, so come to my garden and kiss me again. Come to my garden and visit me. I know that I am dead, but come visit me. I am the man eating grapes in the dark. Come to my garden of memories and kiss me, kiss me, kiss me.
Is that about me?
That was passionate.
Da-da-da-da-da. lightning here? What is it like in the city? I dreamt of you last night. You seemed so lonely. But you are a bird in the sky, and you can't be beaten by this life. But oh, la da da. On the ground, it must be hard to be an angel on the ground. But all the pain and beauty will someday let your body free. Finally.
Linda Lee Segura, again, with Teresa the Riff Raff, from New Orleans, best band in the world. That was Amelia's song. It's beautiful. It should be called Kathy's song, because, Kathy, you're an angel on the ground.
I really liked the other last week's by her, too. She has a real solemn sound in her voice.
She does. She's kind of haunting and dark, but her lyrics are beautiful. She's my favorite.
Mhm. Yeah, she's really cool. What was the last song called that you played last week? What's called
That was a remake of a song by Lucinda Williams. People Talking, it's called.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I got another song on here by her, but. It's 6 minutes. I don't know. We rather talk than listen to the song, right? It's a 6 minute song, and we only have 7 minutes left.
Oh,
I'll save it. I'll save that song. What?
No, don't play it.
No, so, it's too long. It's a beautiful song, though.
You have the solar panels, man, out here in Arizona and some deal like that. Dude, there's so much sun out here, it's ridiculous. You can't get away from the sun.
I know. I don't
there's
know
no
why everyone
why
doesn't
like,
have it.
Especially in New Orleans, too. There's tons of sun down there in the south. I mean, this should be, like, should invest money and, like, open up solar energy?
Solar
panels? Do it all over. Solar panels.
Do you see a lot of solar panels up on roofs in Arizona?
No, not as much as they should be. It's quite obvious that there's, I mean, I'm just looking in this apartment complex. They could just save so much money if they just put some solar panels up there.
Absolutely.
I mean, it does is bake in the sun. There's no shade or anything.
I know. It seems just ridiculous not to. I watched Gasland 2 last night. Gasland 2, wow, it's about fracking. Fracking is just like, it's going to tear up the country. They're having earthquakes. There's gas leaking into the water. You could light your hoses on fire. I mean, it's absolutely atrocious. It's disgusting.
That's what they're doing in South Dakota. Right now, North Dakota, it's like a whole city out there. You can see it from the satellite, how much. It's like a whole, and that's all they're doing is fracking. It's just all badland.
And they're paying people to move because they can't live there anymore. And they had to take them to court. It took them 3 years in a town in Pennsylvania, 3 years, to admit and they had to go through the EPA to admit that, that fracking was dirt, was making their water undrinkable. And they fought it to the highest court, paid the most money.
I mean, they used to do it near towns, but now they can't do that. They could do it in places like South Dakota and stuff because there's no one that lives by there by a certain radius.
Greg, they're doing it all over this country. That those laws go by state to state. So they are, maybe not in some states they're not drilling in people's backyards, but in many states they are. And Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, they're fracking everywhere.
The oil isn't really all that clean either. It's pretty dirty.
It's not, you mean natural gas?
The natural gas, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's not.
Like it's the cleanest form.
It's not the cleanest form because it's a mile deep under the water and, I mean, under the ground, and they got to get it out of there. Now, on the Gasland 2, which was a very good documentary, although I still had some questions, but it was really good. They had a scientist on there who studies wind and knows everything about wind, a meteorologist, but he's a wind specialist. And he says if we build enough windmills that we could have on wind alone, nothing else, we could power the entire world or 5 to 10 times the amount of energy the entire world uses just strictly using wind. We would have no gasoline, no natural oil,
solar or energy. We can collect the power from both of them. The problem with it is that it doesn't travel. Like, it's all right to put a solar panel on your roof and a solar panel in your home. But if you have a solar panel a mile away, that electricity decreases by the time it gets to your, to the wherever it's coming from. That's the major problem. The conductivity isn't very strong. Like, it doesn't travel.
Well, I've never heard
that.
No, because
so
electricity... Greg, once it's turned into electricity... It works the same way as any other form of electricity.
No, it doesn't. The conductivity of it is very weak. Like, you know, that's why there's power plants and power lines. They're all over the place. But you could use the same type of power lines, but when you get it from a natural source such as the sun or the wind, it doesn't travel. Like, you literally have to have a sun panel on your house to use it for your own use. But you can't...
You're incorrect. I'm sorry. That's not true. That's wrong.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Look it up and tell me next Wednesday.
Okay, I will do more research on that.
I'm hard-pressed to hear that that's the reason why we don't have it. That's the main reason why
That's not the reason why at all. That's not the reason why.
One of the main reasons.
No, that's not even in the top 10. The main reason why everyone doesn't have solar and
bigger, by the way.
Greg, are you going to keep talking or are you going to let me talk or you want to talk about this or you want to goof around?
Your nose just got an inch bigger. That's all I'm saying.
Your brain is getting smaller, though.
Let people talk, Greg.
The fact is, once you turn that solar energy into electricity or wind energy into electricity, once it's turned into electricity and it's run to the grid, it works just like any other electricity. There's only one kind of electricity, and there's DC and AC, but that's just the current. Once it's converted to electricity, it travels on the same lines as we're using now. I'm already getting my energy from Pear Energy, which is buying their wind energy from a place in Minnesota, and I'm getting wind energy right now from it. So
I'll do some more investigating on it.
Greg, you need to stop talking over me. It's really annoying.
Well, I thought you were done talking. I thought you said your point.
All right, now what was your point? Final point here, 20 seconds. What was your final point, Greg?
Thank God for the British troops that survived to come in and try to suppress us Americans. Thank God for them. We love the British troops. Fuck the American troops. Love the British troops.
Go green, everybody. It's time to go green and get off this fracking. It's going to ruin our communities. Let's get off this fracking and get off of oil once and for all. Thank you, Kathy, Peggy, and Greg for calling in. I really appreciate it. And I'll see you all next week. Bye.
Thank you, Carlo. Will the real Kathy please stand up?